Track 11, Three Dads Walking for Love. Following the tragic death of his daughter, Tim Owen from Norfolk has united with two other bereaved fathers to raise money in their daughter's memories by walking the length and breadth of the country. Now they've written a book about their experiences.
Walking 300 miles in 3 weeks alongside two people you barely know would be a challenge in itself. But for three dads walking, there were also camera crews, reporters, and well-wishers to negotiate. "We had no idea that we'd attract so much attention," says Tim Owen, who joined Andy Airy and Mike Palmer to walk from Cumbria to Norfolk in the summer of 2021. "We're three normal blokes from three different parts of the country, from different backgrounds, with a common cause. We just wanted to raise £3,000 and a bit of suicide prevention awareness." They had met because, a few months previously, they had all lost their daughters, young women full of promise, to suicide, and wanted to do something to process their grief and to help stop other families experiencing what they had gone through. "We chose to push back, to not allow it to overwhelm us, to build something positive from the shattered pieces of our lives. We wanted to do something, and that is what became Three Dads Walking." Their quest? To walk through each of their home counties, from the Lakeland Fells through the Peak District Dales to the open, exposed fens of East Anglia. And it quickly caught the attention of BBC Breakfast, then press agencies all over the world, and gained celebrity support. "I was at the station waiting for my train to Penrith, wondering what I'd signed up for," says Tim. "Then my phone pinged with a WhatsApp message from the charity, Papyrus, and Daniel Craig was donating £10,000. There was no turning back at that point, and the men not only completed the walk, and 1 year later completed another, twice the distance, raised more than £1 million, met with government about suicide prevention, and are awaiting the conclusions of a public committee about putting the subject on the national curriculum in schools. But they've also just published a book recounting their experience. Based on journals that they kept independently, Three Dads Walking, 300 Miles of Hope is a powerful and uplifting book, giving each man's story of family and friendship, purpose and hope. They share their personal tragedies, but also what they've learnt together, their coping strategies and their motivation for the future. Inevitably, it is deeply moving. Tim's daughter, Emily, was just 19 when she took her life at the family home in March 2020. She was a kind, talented, sociable young woman who was learning to cope with a recent diagnosis of having high-functioning autism. She'd been working at the village pub, was rowing and going to the gym. She'd learned to drive, but as lockdown hit, she struggled at having to stay at home. Living in Sheldon, everyone in the village would have seen the emergency vehicles on that terrible day, and Tim and the family were open about what had happened from the outset. COVID meant that people couldn't get alongside them as they might have done, but we experienced this outpouring of love, of people wanting to support us, Tim says. It was lovely to know there was this care in the world. Tim came to meet Mike and Andy through his eldest daughter. She'd reached out on social media after discovering that Mike had a similar story with the loss of his daughter Beth. When all three men met, they quickly bonded, recognising that they wanted to do something to prevent others going through the same experience. Some 6,000 young people, including around 200 school-aged children, lose their lives to suicide each year. Tim says, "If that many children had died in a school or a terrorist attack, we'd do something about it. We'd never let that happen again." "It's important to talk about the subject," he says, "and to overcome the taboo, just as we have with things like cancer." If suicide is the biggest killer of our young people, why don't we tell them about it? Tim says, we don't want to normalise suicide, but we don't want to stigmatise it. Unfortunately, as young people have access to the internet, if family, friends and teachers don't speak to them about it, they will find the answers elsewhere. We met many other bereaved people, says Tim, of strangers who approached them during their walk. They were able to talk to us because we'd been through it. It was a privilege to hear their stories. It was a burden for the men to carry too, but being outside, walking and talking together, and knowing they had to cover a certain distance, gave them purpose. You're walking side by side, says Tim, not looking at each other. You're in the great outdoors with your legs aching, the rain, wind at your face, trying to navigate. There's something very healing about covering the distance. You realise you're quite small, experiencing the power of nature. They were able to take in the different landscapes of the regions they covered, and for Tim, it meant a new appreciation of Norfolk, his home for more than 30 years. We have big views, wildlife, and the smell of the sea. And when we came back to our village, the reception was immense. He'd had to walk past places which had huge significance for him and his family, and which held memories of Emily. And Tim, Andy and Mike finished their walk in the King's Arms, the village pub where Emily had worked. It was strange, but good, to be there with Mike and Andy, after all that we'd shared together. Friends said how fantastic it was to hear all these different accents in the pub in Norfolk. Homecoming was fantastic. All three men agreed they'd had the most amazing experience walking together, forging friendships and being able to honour their daughter's memories in this way. I needed to see something good from Emily's short life, says Tim, and keep her memory alive. I never would have thought Prince William or the Prime Minister would be talking about my daughter. But I'd give all that up in a moment if I could have her back.